You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Good evening. Welcome to the SAFM Market Update with myself, Fifi Peters, and with MoneyWeb, of course. This broadcast is coming to you from my home today. It's going to be an interesting one. The first time we're doing it from here. Please just be a little bit patient with us. Should any technicalities or technical glitches happen that you're not used to, such are the times, or these are the times. Nonetheless, coming up on the show today, we are looking at the latest investment made by Ford, 600 million rand to be exact, in the Gqeberha engine plant, where the company, you will remember, also invested or announced the investment of almost 16 billion rand earlier this year. So we'll be talking about the money, where it's going to, and also what this could potentially mean for jobs. Interesting board appointments being made today. Two companies on the JSE, Nedbank as well as Alexander Forbes. We have the new permanent chair of Nedbank, Mr. Mpho Makwana, who will be joining the Market Update, just maybe answering why he said yes to the job, but also giving us a bit of insight into his plans for the board as chair. And then a whole lot of talk happening regarding vaccines and making them mandatory, making them compulsory, following the announcement from the president at our recent family meeting on Sunday that he had set up a task team to look into that. And so we will try to understand the legal implications of this with a lawyer, and try to understand what it means for our constitutional rights. Let us know what you think about the show. As always, the hashtag is Market Update, and you can tweet us at MoneyWebNews. Tweet me at Fifi Peters.
SAFM Market Update with Fifi Peters.
But first, we check in on the currency, which is behaving a little bit better these days, finishing the session, or as we speak rather, at 15 Rand 80 or so against the dollar. So back below the 16 Rand handle against the dollar. We have got John Cairns, who's a client strategist at RMB, to help us explain why the Rand is behaving well. I suppose that is the first question. John, welcome.
The answer is it did so badly at the end of last week, so it's just looking better relative to a very bad fall last week. It's a bit of recovery rather than any fundamental strength.
Because today we also had announcement coming from one of our peers in the emerging markets complex, Turkey, and that a key individual in the government, the finance minister there, had quit. And I understand that it had put some pressure on the lira, but it doesn't look like it extended to us.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. If we go back a bit, there are times when movements in the Turkish lira feed to each the rand, contagion, or because people are paying the lira rand trade. But the lira really has been in free fall now for a couple of months. I don't think any emerging markets are really going to react to what's happening to the lira. So it's its own sad problem based on politics intruding into policy making, and the rest of us can thankfully ignore that.
So we tend to follow what the dollar does quite closely, and I'm interested in your thoughts of the change in tone and words that we did have from the US Federal Reserve regarding hiring the word transitory, and what this means for the direction that currencies may or may not take for the rest of the year, John.
Yeah, no, very good question. It is a fundamental change from the Fed chairman. It signals that he and probably the Fed no longer believe that higher inflation will be a very short-term phenomenon. In other words, high inflation can extend longer into next year than was thought possible. And along with that, remember, he also mentioned that the Fed could discuss accelerating the taper program, so easing off the QE program a lot faster. So fairly hawkish from the Fed chairman. Admittedly, the market had thought that the Fed would move in December anyway in that direction. So to some extent, it's confirmation. Now, the entire shift by the Fed should be positive for the dollar. but there's too many other things going on at the same time. The dollar's run very far. And then, of course, it's all about the virus and the impact that that's going to have on the relative currencies. So certainly hawkish from the Fed, but partly expected. No substantial further dollar gain seen so far, which also relieves some pressure on the rand.
As a strategist, what is your thinking on Omicron? And is it too early to make any major moves based on the recent discovery?
Yeah, we're all trying to get our heads around it. So three fundamental questions. It's transmissibility. The science there seems to be pretty clear that it is highly transmittable, a lot more so than Delta. So it's pretty clear Omicron is going to take over as the dominant variant throughout the world. The second question is whether the vaccines will still be effective. It's pretty clear we're having a lot of breakthrough infections, so the vaccines are proving less, a lower efficacy in preventing infection, but it still does seem to provide some protection in terms of severe, the severe effect. And then the third question, of course, is the severity overall, not just in the vaccinated, but in the unvaccinated. That's probably the big question now. So far, it's looking reasonably good. You've heard numerous reports from here in South Africa, but also from the EU now, that most cases are very mild. Let's hope that continues. Unfortunately, it's too early to say that with much certainty. And Omicron really has just exploded over the past week. And typically, hospitalizations come 2 to 3 weeks after infection. So it's going to take a while before we get firm evidence on that. But as I say, it's looking good so far. So at this stage, it is a worry. It appears that the worst case of a complete renewed global outbreak that evades the vaccines is not likely to happen. And there is a growing probability, still a small probability, but a growing probability that it's a best case scenario. In other words, we get a new variant that's highly transmittable, but is far less severe. So we then have a disease that is has less impact on humanity and then so on the economy. Yeah, but spot on, Cici, what you said. It's still too early to know all of this for certain. So at this stage, I'm mostly interested in the severity, and that's going to still take another week or two. Maybe by the end of next week, we can get some firm conclusions about the vaccine effectiveness, at least from the labs, from where they do the tests, so in the petri dishes, rather than real world. But that will still give us an idea.
John, just given the big swings that we did see in the rand in the past week, have you changed your year-end forecasts and targets of where you see the currency finishing?
I think our research team is going to do that. And just chatting to them, it's pretty clear we are in a much stronger environment, a stronger dollar environment that we've seen. Some of South African export prices have come off quite significantly. So it's probably those two reasons. Omicron is probably the risk. You could put out a forecast now and then Omicron could change it within a few days. So I think, yes, RMB, we are going to be changing our house forecast to be a little bit more negative on the rand, or at least a lot more positive on the dollar. But that's not really so much about Omicron, but about other issues, particularly the Fed moving towards tightening and the movement in commodity prices.
All right. Because I recall last, I believe your year-end targets, best case for the rand, were at around 14.30. So when you say a little bit more negative, how much more negative from 14.30? Can you give us a sense?
Yeah, no, so our house forecast has been at 15.10. But suspect that's a hard achievement. It's certainly possible. Let's pull that out. You know, over the course of this year, well, since April when the rand started to trend weaker, we have seen substantial pullbacks. We've had two pullbacks where the rand pulled back a whole 100 cents, so one big figure. So a move like that from here would take us back to 15. But to see that would require good news from Omicron and at least an easing of this dollar strength. And particularly that second one is quite hard to see, I think. you know, with the Fed moving towards tightening, 15th of December, the Fed's going to accelerate their taper. It's pretty hard to see the dollar putting back very aggressively.
Yeah. Look, my fingers are crossed for a little bit of a better picture here for the Rand. To give you a sense, it's costing me 2,000 Rand more to pay for a course now, given the recent weakness in the Rand, than it did before Omicron landed. But anyway, John, we'll leave it there for now. Thanks so much for your time. So John Cairns, the client strategist at RMB.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.